This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
This is The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett, Iron Maiden.
Can I play with madness?
FUBAR!
Beautiful.
Oh!
What a start, Ed
Gamble. Oh, that is like an orgasm in music.
Yes, it is.
Genuinely.
And if you did have an orgasm, it'd be like, ah!
Oh God, I'm so sorry. Clean that mess up.
Usually it takes longer.
Oh my God, what's your name? Iron Maiden, Can I Play With Madness? Genuine, just one of my favourite songs of all time and one of my favourite bands of all time, Joel. And I saw them last Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh man, that was so good.
Let's, before we jump into that, Ed.
All right, I've got so much stuff to say.
Let's intro in and say, right, welcome to The Rock Show.
Welcome to The Rock Show with me, Ed Gamble.
And me, Joel Dommett.
I know we don't, if this is your first time listening, I know we don't sound very rock. Because I've just gone, hello, welcome to The Rock Show with me, Ed Gamble. And that's Joel Dommett. We don't look very rock either.
No, I'd say we look sort of like, you know, maybe like a sort of fledgling rock band.
A fledgling rock band.
You know?
Is that a new genre that you've invented?
Yeah, yeah.
Fledgling rock.
Just like new sort of open mic.
So we look like an open mic standard rock band.
Yeah, I think so.
Do it like covering Korn?
Yeah.
Covering Soulfly, but on an acoustic guitar and a triangle. That's us. That's what, if you're trying to imagine what we look like, that's very much what we're like. Soulfly with a triangle. They were playing last weekend as well. Had to miss them because I was going to Sonosphere. They were supporting Black Sabbath at Hyde Park.
Crikey, crikey.
A lot of stuff going on this week, mate.
We've got so much stuff.
We've got so much stuff to
catch up on.
We've got
so
new features.
New features happening?
We're starting our very own Rock Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Is that all you've got to say about that?
Very excited about this, Ed. I put a lot of preparation into this. It's not very often I put preparation into a feature, Ed.
What we're going to be doing is we're starting our own Rock Hall of Fame. Me and Joel are going to be inducting musicians. Friends and family also allowed. And you get the opportunity to suggest your musicians or your friends and family to be inducted into our Rock Hall of Fame and reasons why. Joel's written a little speech for his this week for the inaugural, Rock Hall of Fame inductions. I've not, because I'm not a loser.
Oh my God, this is the best. I mean,
but he was scribbling away in the pub down there writing his
little
speech.
I'm so excited about this, Ed.
I'm glad to hear it, mate.
So if there's anybody you know who you want to nominate for our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, bloody get in touch, guys, on the standard airwave ways.
Standard wave ways.
Yeah.
What he means by that is tweet us on @FUBARRadio, email us at rock@FUBARRadio.com. If that's still working.
Who knows? Better do Twitter.
It is. Or look out for when we're pre-recording, because this isn't pre-record. This is in the past. Unfortunately, one of us might be dead.
It's a shame.
You can call us, of course, on the telephone number, which we will put up on Twitter. This is so unprofessional.
It's got a 3 in it, really.
It's
early
got a
on.
3 in it, and it's got a 200 in it.
Yeah, real early on. It's a memorable one.
The rest of it you can work out for yourself, I reckon. If we say that it's got a 3 and it's got a 200, then the rest of it's easy, isn't it?
So basically, Ed has been to a festival.
And you've
really
been
excited.
I've been on holiday. Well, I think let's talk about your holiday first.
I've been away to Spain, south of Spain.
Lovely Spain.
Do I look any more tanned?
You look more Spanish.
Yes.
You look like you've been asleep in the afternoon. That's what you look like, and you look like a straw donkey. So all of these things you look like now, Joel Dommett.
Thanks.
Whereabouts,
mate,
in Spain did you go?
I don't really know. I went to
Welcome to the life of Joel Dommett.
I went to Gibraltar. Flew into Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And then crossed the border.
Yeah.
And then it was very exciting.
Legally? Did you have to roll yourself up in a little rug and be carried by a man?
Well, a lovely Spanish man. It's very accommodating. So I went across. What's the weird thing? Spanish people don't like Gibraltar.
Right.
Because it's like, why are you here?
Right.
So when you go over the, like, everyone's really nice in Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And then you go over the border to Spain and everyone's just really horrible.
So this is the first link of the Rock Show this week. You're saying all Spanish people are horrible.
Not all Spanish people. I'm saying the people on the border, don't like me.
People coming over.
Yeah.
So did they look at you and think, oh, that he's here comes a Gibraltonese?
That's what they look, because that's what I looked like.
Because you look Gibraltonese.
Gibraltonesean.
Yeah.
And so first of all, I'm going to say this, Ed, right?
Go on.
I hired a car, right, because where we went, I don't know where it was, but it was about an hour and a half from Gibraltar drive.
Shit.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. So I booked online about a week before, car hire. And they offered, very cheaply, a 4x4. And I was like, "Bleh, this is great.
Getting that,
I'm
going to
go and gotta go for a 4x4, mate. And so I went with that. And then I got to the place, went across the border. The man was very rude.
Right.
Very rude in the car hire place.
Uh-oh.
And so...
We know what you're like.
Well...
I'd imagine you laid down the law, didn't you?
Mate,
didn't smile and nod along and then apologise for something you hadn't done.
I went batshit on this guy.
Yeah.
And basically, he sort of said, oh, you're going to have to... I ordered a 4x4 and I was like, oh, have you got the 4x4? And he was like, no, we've run out of that one. We've got this one.
Right.
And kept on pointing at a van. I was like, I don't want a van. I'm on holiday. I don't want a van.
I'm not here to kidnap someone and assault them.
Exactly.
I'm here for a holiday from that.
If I was, I probably would have hired my car in a more anonymous way.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I don't want a van. He's like, well, you know, we've got a van. I was like, I don't want a van. Anything. I was like, I'll have one of the smaller cars. I'll prefer that. He's like, well, you've paid for a 4x4. And I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you could have a van. You're saving more money.
I'm getting annoyed now. This guy's pissing me off and I've not even met him.
I was trying to explain to them that I did not want a van.
So you would have preferred a smaller car and some of your money back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or... just stop talking and give me a smaller car and I'll pay for the 4x4.
Absolutely.
I don't want a van.
And then he started saying...
I'm in character. I'm Joel Dommett. Here
we go.
You're
doing really well. This is the example of the batshit that I was doing. Right?
Can I just say, before you carry on, I think it's very unfair on the bat as an animal that its shit is a synonym for craziness. What is so... Look, any animal eats things and it shits. There's nothing weird about a bat doing that.
Yeah.
All right? It's always a bat... That guy's batshit crazy. What, is it green?
I mean,
is it made of light? What's crazy about a bat shit?
What I should say, Ed, is have you ever seen a bat shit?
No, I've not.
I rest my case.
I don't understand what that means.
Nor do I.
That's what I want to know. Have you seen a bat shit?
That's the thing that I'm doing more now. Just in the middle of... to say, I rest my case.
Yeah.
To say it loads is really fun.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Stop thumping things.
I keep hitting things.
You now, when you rest your case, you're slamming your fist on the table.
I rest my case.
Right. Good. Spanish.
Spanish.
Straight away, a Spanish clap from Joel there. You can tell he's been away. He's picked up the flamenco rhythms.
Oh, I've got another Spanish story, actually. I'll tell you about that later. But basically, right, so I tried to get... He's kept on offering me a van, and I went bat shit, right?
Yeah. Let's say dog shit. Let's stop being racist against bats.
Yeah, I went bat shit.
Right.
And
okay,
so
fine. Carry on with that. All right, I made an interesting point. We'll just ignore it. I rest my case.
Yes! I feel like we've started strong, Ed.
Yeah, we're nailing this,
mate. We're bloody nailing this today.
Come on, what happened? What happened at the car hire place?
So, and then he started talking about insurance, and I was like, well, I ordered insurance. I paid more online. I had an option of, like, to pay more. And I clicked it, and I paid more to get some sort of excess insurance thing.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, you've got to pay an excess insurance. I was like, I've already paid it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you haven't. You've got to pay it. And then so I ended up paying it, of course, because I'm not actually going batshit crazy. I'm actually being like, okay, you seem really nice. And paid an inch. Basically, what I said to him was like, so he was like, oh, so if you crash, anything happens, you don't have to pay anything.
Right.
And I was like, okay. Right. And I was so angry with him. And I was like, I just paid it.
Yeah. So you backed down immediately.
I said to him, I was like, so if I just crash, nothing happens.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, nothing. You don't have to pay anything if you have any sort of accidents.
Right.
I was like, okay, brilliant. I'm going to crash it.
And he did you say that to his face?
Yeah, I said, I'm going to crash it.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, do not do on purpose.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, I could though if I wanted to. And he was like, well, yes, but you wouldn't have to. I was like, if I did, would I have to pay anything? He was like, no. I was like, I'm going to crash it.
And he's this, like, is this guy's fault. I completely agree with you in this scenario.
So I'm going to crash that car.
He's trying to push a van onto you. Yeah.